The siting of the factory is still not too far from the sea, and this could lead to expensive maintenance costs on the iron and steel components of the plant due to the salty sea breeze. This happened to the old plant, and maintenance exacted a huge toll on the profitability of the factory. The factory ought to have been located a bit farther from the coastline. The diversion of farmlands from the production of multi-crop to monocrop sugarcane presents a possibility of food insecurity in the area, especially given the fact that the new factory is 25% bigger than the old. Sugarcane farming is a water-dependent activity. The production process also requires adequate and regular supply of water. Reliance on the Galamsey polluted Pra Ofen River will challenge the survival of the factory, as the mercury-poisoned waters may contaminate the end product. Adequate irrigation of outgrower farms will determine the yield per acre and the sustenance of interest of the farmers, hence the profitability and life of the factory. The start-off offer of 60 Ghana cedis per ton is too low to sustain the interest of farmers in the business. Insufficient or irregular supply of cane sugar from the outgrower farmers could jeopardize the capacity of the factory to engage in uninterrupted production. The factory is designed to produce its own electric power requirements, but until it is able to utilize at least 80% of its capacity, it will not be able to generate enough electricity to feed the factory. At the outset, at least, it requires to be fed from the national grid. This is to happen at a time when you all know the country is facing acute and epileptic power supply. The high electricity tariffs will soon bite unless some arrangement of subsidy is made to cushion the factory. If cost of electricity is astronomical, the viability of the business will come under severe strain. These are critical issues that should engage at the attention of government even as we strive for self-sufficiency in sugar production. That the factory has the potential to generate direct and indirect employment to about 7,000 people alone should be joy to the world news to Ghanaians. But should the commissioning provide any happy news when just 48 hours after the event, we are being told that the factory is proceeding on a 6-month lease?
Irrigating the core lands for the production of sugar for the factory. They were drawing from Pra. One, the irrigation systems have since broken down. You need to refurbish them before perhaps even you did it. That has not been done. In any event, even if you did it, the waters in the Pra Ofen have now become so poisoned at the instance of Galamsey operators. So Ghana Water can't even treat the water and purge it of the mercury. You're going to use same to irrigate the land, even if you, restore the irrigation system and brought it down. So already you're also going to poison the land using it. You are going to use the same water for production in the industry. Did we go or did we come? We should be serious. The outgrowers, you need to develop irrigation facilities for them. Sink a lot of boreholes. They haven't done anything. So how are you going to get this functioning? You know what happened that day when the president was doing the commissioning? They had to bring some 4 Kia truck loads of cane sugar to the factory site just to demonstrate that they can process. Thereafter, that's it. Now the factory is being told to immediately proceed on leave for 6 months. Doesn't make sense to do this. Who are we? So there are many, many questions which require answers.